TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Joe Firestone is a unique voice in comedy, and maybe even just as unique in her satirical approach to making us all relate to each other a little bit more. Today, Joe has a few words for all of us that, while blunt, offer a reminder that we should all cut ourselves some slack here and there.
Okay, I want to talk to you guys about how everyone is terrible, and that's okay. I think most of us are terrible. We try to be good at times, but for the most part, we're really bad people. I know this is a little off-putting to hear. You know, sometimes we're cute, but we spend most of our time like spreading shit all over the place. So just think about that, you know? So this might be a lot to throw at you. It might be a little confusing. So let's start with a base knowledge of who we are not, okay? All right, let's start with rapists, murderers, anyone who wears a fedora. All right, then we got most likely your boss, right? Live bug collectors. Anyone who says the following words to you at any time, day or night, you look tired. You shouldn't tell people that, it's rude. Let's move on to our people, the semi-terrible. These are terrible people you might not expect to be terrible at first, but they are, okay? People who use golf umbrellas in metropolitan areas during rainstorms. These people are bad people. This is only gonna get in people's eyes and faces. Nobody needs to be that dry. Okay, so maybe you're getting a good sense of what's what, all right? Or maybe you're thinking, sure, those people are terrible, but no, I'm pretty good. No, this is a lie. Even if you don't fit into the previous descriptions, chances are most likely you've broken someone's heart at some point. Even 20 years down the line, they still think you're terrible. You ever have a conversation about an ex and you keep hoping to hear that they ran into a burning fire? Oh, I just ran into Melinda. You ever seen her in a while? Oh, no. No, did she run into a burning fire? Oh, no, I just wanted to tell you she seemed to be doing pretty good. Oh, good. No matter how long it's been, they always think you're terrible. So maybe you've never broken a heart, or maybe you've never gotten mad at traffic. Maybe you've done some of the following checklist. I'm gonna show you this checklist, and then I'm gonna ask you to say check if you've done it after I read it. First one, going through plastic cups like they're made of leaves. Check. Thinking about punching people on the subway. Check. Getting mad at customer service reps even though you're just mad at the product. Check. Buying stuff you don't even need like kitchen appliances that only make pancakes. Making plans you know you're gonna cancel on. Check. Being rude to your good friends and family because you know they aren't going anywhere. Pulling out your phone at important family functions to check how many likes you got on a mediocre Beyonce tweet. I'm at this family wedding, like, where are all the single ladies at Beyonce? Hashtag Beyonce and me. Who said check? You're honest. Spending whole days watching Netflix when you could be doing anything decent for society. Running over animals with your car, even if it's an accident. Rollerblading as an adult. and toilet seat hovering. This is a bad behavior. What can you do about it? Nothing. This is not that kind of TED Talk. I told you, it's like 8 people at the top, you know? You don't want to be part of the 1%, do you? You know? You're stuck here. It's like a fun little purgatory. But let's give you something to go on. Why being terrible is okay. Okay. Everyone has moments where they're maybe a little madder than they should be, or sadder than they should be, or more irritated, or cheaper, or dumber, or more annoying, or lazier, or less tolerant than they should be. And let's face it, we're only thinking of ourselves, you know, and we totally forget what's important at any given situation. But the fact is that we still try to be good, you know? Like, you're in the middle section for a reason, you know? And it, like, yes, you're bad, you know? But sometimes you're good. Like, maybe you hit a car and you didn't leave a note, but you still bring banana bread to the book club, and we appreciate that. You work hard to be in the middle section, you know? It's a privilege to be here, you know? Sure, you'll never be Michelle Obama, but you're never going to be Ryan Lochte either. Let's hope. So you're doing okay, right? It's okay to be terrible. So like when you see your monkey friend do something terrible, just don't do that thing. When you see your monkey friend do something good, do that thing. Monkey see... Monkey, do better.
Want to hear more from Jo Firestone? Check out her recent appearance at TED's How to Be a Better Human. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in New York City. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx New York. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.
PRX.